The 13th principle of Tshuva, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, Yei Sa'avereis HaKaleis Chamuro Ve'inu, that what seem to be minor transgressions, we should take them very, very seriously, despite the fact that they seem to be minor transgressions. Arba Fonim, and this is for four reasons. Echot, Yeinu Lahabit L'Katnu Sa'avereis. That we should not look, even if we are correct in our assumption that it is a minor transgression. Whose code of law we violated? It's the Rabbeinu Shalom's code of law. So if the Rabbeinu Shalom is the one that commanded us, so everything has a different significance. Every rule in the world, how significant it is dependent where, from where it's formulated. Now, what the kindergarten teacher tells you, it's also a rule. But it's one of life's lesser rules, ultimately. You know, if you have a profession and it has a rules of being in that profession with professional conduct, that's a very serious rule. You have laws of the government, which are perhaps even more serious than the professional society's rules. All depending on where the law comes from. That's how serious it is. So really very minor, ultimately, but I stepped on the Rabbeinu Shalom's toes. A sheni, ki ha-yetzer sholet ba-averos ha-kalos. The yetzer hara is a smart businessman. You can make money in all types of things. You can make money selling diamonds, and you can make money selling trinkets. And you sometimes can become wealthier selling trinkets than selling diamonds. You know, diamonds are expensive. It's hard to find customers. So if you can get a big following, you become a wealthy man. If you don't have such a following, you may have a safe full of diamonds, you don't get any place. Trinkets, on the other hand, you can sell to everybody. Cost a few dollars. So there are people that have become very, very wealthy selling little things. Little things. The Yetzer Hara is a good businessman. He's interested in doing business. Now, sometimes he comes with expensive items. You know, there's a big price ticket. You know, Chilul Shabbos, Violet Yom Kippur. You know, not so easy to find customers. But for Averus Kalas, can do a lot of business, a lot of customers. And the problem with Averus Kalas is, we like these Isibul Hasmid Bahan, and because of that, I may repeat them many, many times over, but I don't take it seriously. Was Yachshivu Gamhem Kechamurus. If I add all of them up together, it's Tarif Eilish Kol Pam, the bill can get very large from a lot of little things. If you take a fiber of silk, it's very thin. But if you spin it together with many, many other threads, also you can make a cord that you will never be able to snap. The third aspect is that there are different levels of being a chayte. Hopefully, even if we do chatan, but we acknowledge the fact that we're supposed to keep it, observe it. It just happens to be this. Sometimes the Yetzirah got the best of me, and I didn't observe it. But I acknowledge the fact that I'm supposed to observe it. So that's at least, we humble ourselves before the Rabbeinu Shalom. We recognize that he's the melech. He's the master over us. Sometimes I'm imperfect. I have no question that you're the melech and I'm the eved, but listen, nobody bats 1,000. I also don't bat 1,000. But the problem now becomes, kivas madoso la'aveira, but if I do it constantly, I never observe it. Nasa lo keheta. Then it's a rebellion against the Rabbeinu Shalom. Then I'm saying, in this area, I don't recognize your authority. I do what I want. and I don't bother to observe it at all. So that's a person that's thrown off the yoke of Torah in terms of one mitzvah. So even though it's a very minor thing, but if I have no intention of observing it at all, that's already the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants me to do something and I have no intention of observing it, that's itself a very severe violation. And then finally, the Yetzer Hara knows the principle of sales. He's a good salesman. How do you win a customer in sales? If I come and I want to sell you something, and I say, Mr. Wasserman, I have a lot in China. It costs $100 million. You can make a handsome profit on it, but it costs $100 million. You never did business with me before. You don't know me. So you're not going to buy $100 million from me. It's not going to happen. Why? Because you don't know who I am, you don't know exactly what I'm about, and if you make a mistake, you're going to pay dearly for this mistake. So what do? I go to you and I tell you, Mr. Wasserman, I have a lot for $50,000, $100,000, and you'll double your money in 30 days on it. You look it over, it looks decent enough. Okay, you put down $50,000. Sure, in 30 days, you have $100,000 in your pocket. I come back to you 3 months from now and I tell you I have $200,000, I have $250,000 in goods. Okay, I have a track record, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm doing business here for 20 years and I come and I tell you I have $50 million of goods. And you have a track record, I'm a man of my word. Whatever I told you has been, I've delivered on time, quality goods, and you turn them over and you make money on them. And now I tell you I have $250 million. Of goods. They're solid and you gotta make money. This is it, you know? So you buy. I couldn't do that on day one. There's no way in the world you'd make such a deal with him. So the Yetzer Hara is a good salesman. What does he do? He nitzcho hayetzer v'dover kotten. He sells me a little something, a few shmonskis, you know? But I buy. No, you not tzcheil mocha v'dover gold. Tomorrow he comes back, he has something a little bit more to offer than yesterday. And that's the way he goes, from step to step. He keeps, you know, raising, you know, I have some bigger sale to make. The Gemara says in Shabbos, if a person takes utensils and he smashes them in his anger, he should consider it as if he violated Avodah Zarah. Why? That's how the Yetzer works. Lose yourself a little bit, you know, don't go over the deep end. Little by little, he keeps raising the ante. So if I don't deal with the Yetzer Hara at the beginning, and I play his game, he's very good at playing his game. And he usually wins at his game. So I don't want to play his game. So the way not to play his game is not to let him in the door. Come even the most minor of error. Take a hike. Why? Because I see where it's going to get me. And it's not what I'm interested in going. A good job, I'll go to sleep.